Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host once again, Dr. John D. Witt. And today we're talking about number 9 on the list of our top 10 brain-boosting supplements. And I'm just going to tell you straight out, it's MCT oil. So using MCT oil as a supplement and coconut oil as a food shows great promise for treating many neurological diseases, including dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a nutritional supplement that has been called rocket fuel for your brain and the cure for Alzheimer's. Yeah. And Bulletproof Labs, that company from Dave Asprey, actually has Brain Octane, which is a super concentrated MCT oil that is just really, really great. I always have a tablespoon of that with my coffee or tea in the mornings. So let's see if MCT oil lives up to the claims. So what is MCT oil? MCT oil is a nutritional supplement that consists of naturally occurring fats called medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs. The best food source of MCTs by far is coconut oil, but it can also be found in palm oil and high-fat dairy products like cheese and butter. Do not recommend palm oil, by the way. The difference between medium-chain triglycerides and either long- or short-chain triglycerides is the number of carbon atoms in each molecule. Compared to the long-chain triglycerides found in other vegetable oils, MCTs are smaller and consequently more readily absorbed and metabolized, qualities that make them a good source of fuel for your brain. MCTs are unique among fats in that they don't require bile salts for digestion, which is from the liver and gallbladder, or extra energy for absorption, use, or storage. Here are some popular uses for MCT oil. It is mostly sold as a supplement to aid weight loss or improve athletic performance. I'm not too sure about that, but okay. It's popular with bodybuilders and endurance athletes who use it to increase energy and decrease body fat while increasing lean muscle mass. But the scientific evidence to support these benefits is mixed, and taking enough MCT oil to reap these benefits is not always practical, because you take too much MCT oil, we are talking explosive diarrhea, not good. Let's talk about the brain. So how MCT oil fuels the brain. Your brain cannot store energy, and so it needs a constant stream that's usually supplied by blood glucose or blood sugar. There's a backup system for times your blood sugar gets low. When needed, your liver can break down stored body fat to produce ketones. Ketones readily cross the blood-brain barrier to provide instant energy to the brain, and while you can provide ketones for your brain by eating a very high-fat, low-carb ketogenic diet, you don't have to. And that is something that I recommend, and that's why people that are on the ketogenic diet lose so much body fat so quickly. The medium-chain fats in MCT oil and its source coconut oil raise the blood level of ketones, providing a convenient workaround. Medically recognized MCT oil benefits. The benefits of MCT oil for serious health disorders has long been understood by the medical community. Medium-chain triglycerides were first used in the mid-1900s, along with the ketogenic diet, to manage epileptic seizures. MCTs are essential for the development of babies' brains and are found in abundance in human breast milk, which is very high in fat. MCTs have been used to feed premature babies and to treat children with epilepsy for decades. MCT oil provides an easily absorbed source of energy for those with serious food absorption disorders. It is administered intravenously to prevent muscle wasting in critically ill patients. And it is also given to Alzheimer's patients in the form of a medical food called Axona. MCT oil benefits for brain disorders. MCT oil shows great potential for treating neurological disorders. Here's a look at what the research shows so far. MCTs offer neuroprotective benefits for a wide range of diseases, including dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, stroke, epilepsy, and traumatic brain injury, such as CTE or from PTSD. MCTs can delay brain aging by providing extra fuel to repair brain cell damage, especially when combined with a high-fat diet. Caprylic acid, which is a main component of MCT oil supplements, holds promise for treating autism. MCTs can be helpful for depression. Research has deemed coconut oil an antidepressant functional food due to its unique combination of MCTs and antioxidants. Taking MCT oil has been found to increase brain energy by 8 to 9%. MCT oil can help optimize your intestinal flora, surprisingly important to brain health, because 80% of your serotonin comes from the gut. A lot of people don't know that. Among other things, your good bacteria produce dozens of neurotransmitters, including, more than 90% actually of your total serotonin and 50% of your dopamine. There you go. So mild cognitive impairment is an intermediate. Oh, that's my dog. Sorry. Lucy, stop it. Mild cognitive impairment is an intermediate stage of mental decline before dementia. When MCT oil was given to adults with mild cognitive impairment, they experienced significant improvement in memory recall within 90 minutes of taking their first dose. This study has often been cited by supplement manufacturers as evidence that MCT oil will increase mental performance in everyone. That's not necessarily the case. Currently, there's minimal scientific evidence that MCT oil increases mental performance in healthy adults. However, a fair amount of research has been done on MCT oil and cognitive decline in dogs. You can now buy dog food with added MCT oil and cognitive decline in dogs. Now, you wonder, how do you know if you have cognitive decline in dogs? Well, unfortunately, I had a terrier a few years ago that had cognitive decline, and on multiple occasions, I would find her trapped. One time, she was crawled behind the refrigerator, and, she was trapped. She couldn't get out and was really confused. She would just stand in the corner, so that's something that does definitely happen. So, add some MCT oil to your doggy's food, and that will kind of help prevent doggy dementia. MCT oil is also a potential Alzheimer's treatment. One of the most promising uses for MCT oil is in treating dementia and Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is believed to be a type of diabetes of the brain caused by brain cells losing their ability to absorb glucose, their main source of energy, which leads to their death, and that happens as we age. PET scans show that areas of the brain affected by Alzheimer's readily take up ketones as an alternative fuel source. So there's those two different ways of getting energy, either through glucose or ketones, and ketones are ideal, especially as we age. So while ketogenic diets can be useful for dementia and Alzheimer's patients, it is notoriously difficult to get them to change their eating habits. Well, that's because they're older and they're stuck in their ways, but here's the trick. You have to convince them somehow to do it or add things to their foods they don't realize you're adding. You just have to figure out a way to do it because it makes a huge difference. And having a ketone meter to be able to check it and being in mild ketosis is really especially beneficial in Dr. Bredesen's RICO protocol that helps, especially effective to people that have the Alzheimer's genetic marker called APOE4. Let's see. Here's a testimonial. Dr. Mary Newport popularized the use of both MCT oil and coconut oil for treating Alzheimer's disease. As a veteran neonatal physician, she was familiar with the use of MCT oil to nourish the brains of newborns. So when her husband developed early onset dementia, she fed him a mix of MCT oil and coconut oil with some success. She published a detailed account of her husband's progress in Alzheimer's disease, What If There Was a Cure? She's now an outspoken advocate for the use of MCTs and coconut oil for neurological disorders beyond dementia, including Down syndrome, ALS, Parkinson's, and Huntington's. Prescription MCT oil for Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's patients and their caretakers may understandably be concerned about the use of any supplement that hasn't been doctor recommended. In that case, talk to your doctor about the prescription-only medical food called Exona, which contains a proprietary formulation of medium-chain triglycerides that was created to help manage mild to moderate symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Interesting. I, on the other hand, am a little leery when it's a medical food that has been chemically created in a lab, but there you go. So MCT oil versus coconut oil. How they compare, depending on the brand you use, MCT oil can contain up to 18 times more MCTs than plain coconut oil per serving. But MCTs are isolated from coconut oil by a process called fractionation and do not contain the same nutrients as coconut oil, which is a healthy traditional food. Notably, MCT oil does not contain lauric acid, which is a compound found in abundance in coconut oil. Lauric acid is responsible for many of coconut oil's health properties due to its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. Lauric acid. Both MCT oil and coconut oil bring their own unique set of benefits to the table, but there's no reason you have to choose between them. In fact, whether or not you decide to take supplemental MCT oil, I urge you to switch from highly processed vegetable oils, absolutely, like canola, sunflower, and soy oil, to coconut oil. These supposedly healthy oils have been a health disaster. So here's how you use MCT oil. It's available as both a liquid and as a powder supplement. You can take the oil by spoonful or mix the powder with any drink. I like to mix just the regular brain octane in my coffee or tea, like I said. Since it is virtually tasteless, the uses of MCT oil are limited only by your imagination. MCTs are water-soluble, and so MCT oil readily mixes with foods. You can add it to smoothies, soups, stews, yogurt, salad dressing, spreads, and drinks of all kinds, both hot and cold. This is also ideas for you if you're giving it to if you're the caregiver giving it to someone that doesn't really necessarily want to know that they're taking it. Don't cook with it since it has a low smoke point and burns at 150 degrees Celsius. You'll find a few MCT oil recipes online. You may have heard about it as an ingredient in bulletproof coffee, which is a trendy brain-boosting drink. Yes, it is, as I mentioned before. Making coffee bulletproof means adding grass-fed butter and MCT oil to it. Putting butter in coffee is not as weird as it sounds. It actually, if you blend it, it actually is quite tasty. People of Tibet traditionally add yak butter to their tea, which is where Dave Asprey, the drinker's creator, got his idea. And when you think about it, adding butter is not much different than adding cream, since butter is simply churned cream. Asprey and his many followers report steady energy, better mood, reduced feelings of hunger, and enhanced mental clarity and physical performance from coffee dose with MCT oil. Pretty exciting. How much MCT oil should you take? Depends on your goals. Doses in studies generally range from 5 to 50 grams per day. For general purposes, using 5 to 10 grams of medium-chain triglycerides is a reasonable place to start. You can get that from 1 to 2 teaspoons of MCT oil. If you're looking to take MCT oil therapeutically for neurological disorders, Dr. Newport recommends taking 4 to 6 tablespoons per day of coconut oil and MCT oil combined. You have to ease your way into that, like I said, because it can cause some serious stomach upset. MCT oil is generally recognized as safe, and there are no reported interactions between it and other drugs or supplements. The most common side effect of MCT oil is diarrhea, and in more extreme cases, nausea, stomach cramps, and vomiting. That's usually caused by taking too much too soon. So start slowly, like I said, half a teaspoon per day, and then gradually up to your full dose amount. So MCT oil, that is number 9 on our list of brain-boosting supplements. As always, there is a link to join our amazing group in the Brain Builders Masterclass online. We are going to have 6 classes every Friday. We have already had 3. We had the former sports psychologist for the Lakers answering questions last time, which was great. You can join the wait list for that in the link in the description of this podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb. And also, I included a link to some MCT oil on Amazon that I recommend. So thank you so much for listening. I'm really, really, really excited for you to stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we're going to talk about the number 10 list, the 10th and final supplement in our list of brain-boosting supplements. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day.